Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt. Who happen to be homies, just joining on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Episode 68 of Bit Season. Welcome, everybody. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
And I'm Ryan the Stallion.
Before we get started today, I want to remind everybody to check out Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Mike's getting a big run lately.
Yeah,
he's getting mentions on the Junkies.
He's going to leave us for the junk soon.
I know. He's blowing up. He's already asking him for $1,000 to sponsor his segment Bits.
Hey, it sounds like a big old Ponzi scheme that EB's running.
I know.
Hey, why don't you give me $1,000 and then we'll turn your company into gold.
But as you guys heard on the Junkies, the guys are digging Don't Sleep Energy Drink. They're going into my office every day, stealing them out of there.
I swear to God, Cakes has a Don't Sleep every single day.
He does. He's taking up some of my fridge space with them. So, Mike, keep them coming. Keep the energy drinks coming here to the radio station. And you guys who are listening to Bit Season, check it out yourself at don'tsleepenergy.com. Or you can go to Amazon, search Don't Sleep Energy Drink. We love Don't Sleep. It contains all the premium ingredients, caffeine, taurine, B group vitamins, and when you're on don'tsleepenergy.com, use the promo code BITTIES for 10% off every time you order.
Yes, that's every time, not just the first time.
At don'tsleepenergy.com. This energy drink. So thank you for sponsoring the show, Mike.
Thank you, Don't Sleep.
We love
and thank you, Bitties, for supporting Don't Sleep.
Absolutely. Now, for most of you guys listening, I'm sure this is a letdown episode after the big one last week.
Big old letdown game coming.
I know. Everybody, we appreciate it. All the new listeners who checked out the episode last week with EB.
We appreciate EB for coming on with us.
Definitely had a lot of downloads, probably the most we've had in 1 week in quite some time.
We got a lot of them.
Definitely. And people enjoyed having the gray-haired monster on the show.
Do you think people enjoyed EB or... Well, I think people enjoyed EB, but I think it really put it over the top was the potty mouth.
Well, that's what people said.
I think the potty mouth was
Can I be honest? I barely even noticed it. I know he said mother effer at the very beginning, but after that, I remember him cursing like one other time.
No, he was cursing a lot. I still have the time marks.
Oh, I was just locked in. Hey, it didn't say
how many time marks do you
have
there?
This is just from part one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and they're all EB. Three of them were MF-er. So that was part one.
I will say,
you know why I didn't stand out? Because Eric curses all the time.
Off air. And it's the most amazing thing about EB is that he has the ability to turn it on and off like a switch. It's like it's a hose just gushing out, spewing MF-er, the C word, the P word, the S word. And then all of a sudden he goes back on air and then...
You know what it tells me? It tells me that the Junks listeners are ready for
the uncensored podcast.
Yeah. If they love that, they are definitely ready to pay $10 a month for the uncensored podcast. I don't know if that will ever happen, but that's the Junkies' backup plan if they ever get fired.
Smart.
But it was a big episode.
Yeah, if you're gonna pay for cursing on a podcast, we should let loose.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. let's get our Patreon up. But yeah,
is the episode where Drab says the C word.
Hey, was it a little bit insulting to you guys that everyone said it was the best episode of Bit Season? it was a kind of a backhanded compliment.
It was a little bit. I mean, it was like,
because we've had some great episodes.
I thought we had great episodes. Your story about kissing a dishwasher comes to mind.
Yeah. Best of mail order. Yeah.
Our episode with cakes was real good.
We've had a lot of laughs over the last year and a half.
I will say, we have had a lot of laughs.
But, you know.
And a lot of chuckles, a lot of good times. But
you need the big silly.
Sudden, yeah, but all of a sudden, that legend walks on the show, and you can't replicate it.
I thought we did a good job hosting, though. And steering the conversation.
Kind of letting him take the ball and run with it. Yeah,
and that was all off the cuff. We, as you said, because we didn't plan on him being in here, we didn't plan any conversations with him.
It's because we're naturals.
I think we're great conversationalists.
I think we are, too. I think we're great interviewers.
Mediocre broadcasters, but better conversationalists.
I would agree. You want to know why we're so good?
Tell me.
It's because we listen.
The junkies don't listen to each other.
They really don't. They ask their question, and then they bury their head in their phone.
Mm-hmm.
But we listen to the response, and then we'll have a follow-up question.
Or we'll
pick up on body language. And we'll know which way to steer the conversation.
We also know how to get EB to
that is true. We know how to rile him up too.
Yeah, I mean, so when he's in here for an entire hour, ready to divulge all his his inner thoughts, inside baseball, as he likes to say, we know how to pull it out of him.
Yeah, I will say, ever since that, ever since EB came on, he's been very into old school radio lately. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
I think it kind of reinvigorated him. Would you agree? Or
anytime EB talks about radio, though, he get like old school radio. He just like, I mean, he grew up listening to radio. Like he's of all the four junkies, he's the true radio guy.
Yeah.
Right. Totally. Like he listens to talk radio. The other guys, they don't listen to. I mean, maybe some sports talk, national sports talk stuff. JP, I don't know. Do you think JP owns a radio? And cakes. I don't
besides,
think they do.
Besides the one in their car?
Yeah, besides the one in their car.
No.
Or have the Odyssey app or anything like that.
I think they have the Odyssey app.
I don't think they're sitting around firing up the Odyssey app.
Yeah, but I don't think they're just... Like they don't.
Jason,
they don't listen to a podcast or listen to the radio if they're like doing housework.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would never happen.
Jason will listen to
Chris Russo,
Chris Mad Dog, and things like that. So, but he likes sports talk. But Jason, even at his core, I don't think is like a true radio guy. Like, grew up listening to radio or anything like that.
Oh, but remember, he's the one who called Ken Beatrice.
And he was in broadcasting school or whatever that was.
He was in broadcasting school. Yeah. You forget about that.
All right. Hey, so let's get into something. And I know we had a couple things written down here, but I just remembered this. And I want some props from Valdez on today's conversation of me getting under Jason's skin. And when I told him that he likes skinny girls, all right, and girls with the butt of a 10-year-old boy.
All right? Number one, how did you remember that?
Because
you have a perverted mind. If that sticks out in your head.
Well, first of all, if somebody says that to you, is that not jarring?
That's very jarring.
How did that
jarring is the right word to describe
it? So we were talking. It was like a mini EP or something, right? And somehow Miley Cyrus came up. And the segment was fading out.
Yeah, Eric wanted to talk about the topical Amanda Bynes.
Okay. He's got like eight celebrities.
Hey, speaking of topical, you got to hear our tilts of the week.
And then I rushed in that story about Livy Dunn, the gymnast, who I thought from LSU, she's
a 10.
Isn't she? She's so hot.
She's so hot.
I mean, maybe I'm getting too old to be saying that. I feel like Dave Portnoy. The college girls are hot, but whatever. I mean, she's very attractive, and she's a TikTok and social media sensation. Mm-hmm. And then I said, Jason, wouldn't you like this girl? And then he got so bitter and then tried to deny to the entire listening audience that he likes short, skinny girls. Well, or thin girls. I don't know how to.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question, because you are the genius that brought it up.
Thank you.
Are you trying to do that on purpose to push his buttons, or did you really think he likes short?
No, I thought he would. I was honestly brought
Jason is the guy that likes the praying mantises that are all thin. Right. Everybody knows that.
I wasn't really thinking beach volleyballer. I wasn't really thinking height. I was thinking small hips.
Like this
girl, he likes girls with small hips. Right?
This is kind of creepy.
I know you guys are being weird about
I'm not
it.
Not weird. How am I being weird? You're talking about 10-year-old boy asses and small hips. And we're the weird ones?
All right. Because Jason, everybody likes big, thick girls.
I know. That's the new.
And we were talking about
like the thumpers.
That's the new trend. And I talked about why the Kate Hudson thing was so hot is because.
What's the Kate Hudson thing?
When she comes out in a glass onion. I remember I talked about it for 10 million times. It's because.
I retuned you out. I plugged my ears during glass onion talk because I didn't want it spoiled.
Oh, well, I said that's why it's so hot is because it's the complete antithesis of everything we're going for nowadays. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have this big, round, thick ass. She doesn't have jiggling tits or anything like that. She's a natural, skinny beauty. That's why it's so hot.
Right.
And that's making a comeback now. Is the natural skinny
like the Kate Moss?
Yes,
the natty queen,
the heroin.
Natty or not?
Heroin chic. Yeah, so that's making a comeback.
Yeah, that's making a comeback.
So society,
we went through the phase of big, thick, jiggly bubble butts, and now we're turning the clock back. It's like remember when the Bush came back. That was like a hot thing in like the 2000s.
Of course.
You're true. It was a hot thing that came back from Sasha Gray and Entourage.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. I was thinking Danny Daniels, my favorite porn star.
No, but
she's got a big, thick bush.
but there was a brief period where the bush was hot again in the 2000s.
I think it's still hot.
I'm not opposed to a bush.
Ryan doesn't even know what to do.
I know what a bush is. I know what a bush is. I'm just stunned that it was a fashion trend.
'70s ungroomed crazy jungle.
Not like an unkempt.
Yeah.
You know,
right?
Something like a tumbleweed.
A groomed bush.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a thing. And that's why I think that's what's coming around right now with the body types with women.
It's all cyclical.
Yeah, it's all cyclical. It's like fashion.
I don't know. I just thought that Jason everyone would vibe on Libby Dunn a little bit and talk. And Jason would say, yeah, she's a smoking hot
show. Yeah, she's talking about how hot she is.
And said he all clammed up and was like, I don't like skinny girls. And the only reason I brought up is because he doesn't talk about a lot of times. You know, he's got low T, but he was vibing with Miley, and he was saying how he's got. I caught him in a weak moment.
Yeah, you caught his T meter was registering. Yeah. And then you acted on it.
I acted on it, so I wanted to see what he thought of Libby. And
it's like a Geiger counter.
He was peeking.
Yeah, I was peeking.
And then he, you know, was like, "Oh no, I don't like girls with small butts."
We saw his hand touching his penis, and then Drab ran the story in.
Jason fondles his balls so much.
I don't know what happens more during a show. Yeah. He checks his savings account or fondles his balls.
He fondles his balls because he does it for 4 hours straight. And I love him, but he's got a habit.
Kudos to you for catching him at a weak moment, but you should have tried to cram the Olivia Dunn story in there.
I did, but because there
you
was-
You tried to cram it, be honest.
I wasn't cramming it. The guys were losing steam. We had like another 5 minutes of the segment. I mean, how long can you talk about?
Amanda Bynes.
The other guys you're looking at, you'd be like, he's an alien because he's talking about Amanda Bynes in 2023.
Next segment, we're going to talk about Pogs.
Yeah, EB's got like 10 celebrities that he just goes through
the EB infatuation list.
It's Britney, Amanda Bynes,
Paige,
Ben Affleck,
Elizabeth Hurley.
Elizabeth Hurley.
Hey, who's who's the Paulina Poroskova? Right? Yeah, yeah.
Right.
That's his go-to. Hold on. Oh, who's the flipper flop girl? Christina Amusa.
Amusa, yeah.
Yeah. He has a type.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Remember when EB tried to tell us that, like, a year ago that he didn't know that guys like blonde girls. You remember that?
Yeah. Like, he didn't know that was a fetish.
He was like, what are you talking about? Blondes are more desirable?
Yeah, yeah. Story about blonde women being more desirable. Yeah. And he goes, no, that's not true. Yeah.
All right. So the big topic today, while we're talking about women's bodies, let's get right into it, Valdez.
Okay.
Let's talk about the butt slap contest. Speaking of ball fondling, I saw Valdez having half a chub thinking about this segment today and what he can do with it. And I know you've been talking about ever since the show ended about how you can't wait for the, what's the segment called?
The butt slap contest.
No, he's
eyes
got
wide butt.
Eyes wide butt. Explain again why it's called that.
I don't know, because they want them to wear masks.
Because they want to degrade them. Women.
Yeah, they want to degrade the women, so you have to wear a mask like an eyes wide shut party. Well, by the way, another stellar reference on the show today. Very topical. All right, here this is what I had in mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to capitalize on the slap league.
Oh, by the way, before you get into that, I want to thank you for saving that with your great eyes wide butt. First of all, I thought it was disrespectful that they didn't go to you originally for the naming rights.
Oh, okay. The AJP.
They go to EB's got this thing now. He said it like three times in the last week, and one of them was off air in a meeting where he goes, JP, you're the alliteration guy. Come up with a name. And it's tilty because JP comes up with terrible names. I don't really have anything off. Remember them off the top of my head. I just remember being somewhat annoyed by JP's names over the names.
Yeah, everything needs to be alliteration or rhyme.
Right. All right, sorry. Okay, so I'm telling you, I like eyes wide shut, bud. All right, eyes wide butt.
Eyes wide butt.
It's so stupid. Right? So we wanted to capitalize on Slap League.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot right now, and I actually think Slap League is only going to get hotter as soon as football ends. And there's there's no sports to be had.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that it's really going to take off, and then that's where we come in, and our silly brains.
But TBS needs like a shocking moment.
Yeah, they need someone to go deaf. Or something.
Right. Or some like brawl or something.
Yeah.
There's somebody.
Or
you know.
Or you know what they need is in the female league, they need two smoke shows.
Yes. Yeah. They need a viral moment.
Yeah, they need a viral moment.
Yeah.
But this is our viral moment.
Okay.
All right. I like the idea of three couples. You can be married, you can be boyfriend, girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come in. And you get judged, like in the slap league, you get points based off of your slap that you do on your significant other's ass. Preferably bare ass.
I got a better idea.
What's that?
Why don't we bring in one of these strippers that Ryan Clary's always hanging out with these days, and we slap their butts ourselves.
Stern already did that in the 80s. That was called Butt Bongo Fiesta.
Oh, really? Yeah. All right. Tell me about Butt Bongo Fiesta.
I don't know anything about it. That's where Howard Stern played musical numbers on strippers' asses.
I like it. Right. I know, but we're updating it. Did the power slap?
Yeah,
movement.
We're doing a power slap. So, all right, I don't mind that. We can't. All of a sudden, we can't find people to participate. We still have $1,000, right?
Okay.
If we can get the top prize, Why don't we bring in three strippers, preferably with big butts?
Escorts. We bring in three escorts, dominatrix.
Oh, whoa.
Okay. Because that would be usually the females doing the dominating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We don't want that.
All right. Well, then, we open it up to a contest where we have three listeners who pair up with a stripper.
Okay. All right. Our listeners.
All right. We have Mark from Largo.
Come on in. Big John.
All right. And we have them match up with a stripper.
And who's got the hardest slap?
And the best slap wins the prize. The stripper and the the participant can split the prize down the middle.
Okay, I like it.
You like it?
Uh-huh.
All right, so the stripper gets in the butt man pose against the wall.
You know what I didn't like today about that? I tried to give you guys an out when I was like, don't they got to be nice butts? And you guys all go, no, they could be gross butts and pimply butts. And we don't care. We're all in it for the slap. And I'm like, no, we're having chicks and thongs in here. But you guys want some nice butts? Valdez actually said pimply butts are okay.
I don't care if that butt makes a duty stain. Like,
we like the natty queen.
Yeah, natty queen.
The natties.
We get some natty queen butts in here. Yeah. We have listeners slap on them. Mm. And then the junkies do their rating, and they figure out who comes in first place. All right, because that's the route we're going to have to go. Because I think we're done begging for... begging for butts.
Okay, are we?
Yeah. I don't know.
I didn't even think we had started.
It's unbecoming. It's embarrassing, the fact that we can't get three couples. We had, like...
Well, there's no incentive for them to call right now.
Unless
you just want ADs.
Okay, well, how many DMs have we gotten since doing the segment?
None.
Exactly. Okay. How many will we have by the end of
none.
The
week? None. But if we put up money... Like when junkies did junkie spring break party, right? For the bikini contest.
Yeah.
Girls weren't volunteering to parade them around in bikinis for free. There was always a cash prize.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was.
Money talks, Valdez.
All right. So when we say on air, we say, hey, we have $1,000 thanks to Don't Sleep Energy. Uh-huh. you need energy for your next ass slap?
Right.
Contact Don't Sleep.
Then we'll get some participants.
You think that would happen? I'm very skeptical, just because I remember the good old days when you say something like this, and then all of a sudden you have 10 abusive boyfriends that call in, volunteering their girl up to slap her ass.
No, this is supposed to be erotic a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's say you and Sarah participated.
Okay.
All right. How would you do a slap?
I would fail.
You would? So, what?
That's not my expertise.
You'd let her have you?
No.
Hey, that would be emasculating.
So every once in a while, Sarah will say, slap my ass, you know. Wait, are you guys acting like, okay, you've never been with a woman that you can actually slap your ass. Come on.
I didn't need to hear it.
And I'm always like, I always tell myself, I'm like, that was pathetic.
You don't get a little turned on.
Every once in a while I say, let me try that again.
Travis looks like the kind of guy that'd play patty cake.
I'm a better choker.
Oh,
all right, so
that's my biggest fear is that all of a sudden this gets approved, and then we're ready to do it, and then all of a sudden we got crickets.
I didn't want to tell Valdez on air. I didn't want to burst his bubble, and I didn't want to.
Hey, if it all fails, we'll go get Desmond. we'll give him $1,000. We'll slap his ass.
That's just the homeless guy on the street. Yeah. NBC Sports Washington won't air a sit-down interview with Lisa Ann with all her clothes on. But Valdez thinks they're going to wear our thong bikini slap-ass contest. But bend over and show the camera.
No.
The camera that red mark.
No. Well, number one, I feel like we would need Mitch Tischler in here and with a handheld camera for zooms. We can't just have our standard cameras. We need zoom ins.
Hey, what was the segment last week that NBC decided not to run?
Oh, the flashlight.
The flashlight.
Oh, yeah.
Look, yeah. I know
everybody, NBC, people were upset about that.
I know NBC wouldn't air the segment if we did it. But this is about the radio audience. We would make
it's all about the ASMR.
Yes. Yeah, of course. You think the slap of the ASMR?
Valdez,
would be good?
We would have so many microphones.
Oh my god! Yeah. You know what I would do? This is what I would do. Oh, this is so stern-like. Is that we would have Clary mic up the asses with a handheld mic, but he would have to, he would be bent down on a knee, all right, with a clothespin over his nose.
That's right next to the butt. That's not a funny visual.
That's actually a good one.
Hey, you think we wouldn't have a chalking station? Where we have a big tin of chalk, and the guys chalk up their hands.
Where you work out,
And then they slap it, and then the dust flies everywhere, and you see the chalk handprint on the cheek.
He thought this out.
I love it. Of course.
All right. You know, if you're into the eyes wide butt, contact us.
Send us a DM.
Yeah, send us a DM.
All right, speaking of chalk, you guys have already, I think we alluded to it last week, that Stallion is now a workout guy and all he talks about is working out, and it's annoying.
Yeah.
Valdez now is a CrossFit guy.
Yeah. Stallion.
And now I got two guys who won't shut up about working out around me all the time. And Valdez, for some reason, has joined CrossFit. Mm-hmm. He just wants to destroy his body. And he won't stop talking about it.
Hold on.
And he's doing Plugola.
When have I mentioned?
You got somehow a free gym membership without mentions. I don't know what you're doing.
What do you mean?
Did you promise him bit season mentions?
I didn't promise anything.
Okay.
I have a paid for membership at the mill.
Vienna, where's it at?
In Vienna, the CrossFit gym.
And Valdi, and because I have no interest in, I was also invited.
Yeah, this isn't just me taking advantage of something. Mm-hmm. Drab and myself were both offered this as a get sexy, as a get sexy.
We always New talk Year's about it.
Yep.
We always talk about how much we hate our bodies and mm-hmm. how this is the year we're going to get fit for Jonathan Allen's pool party.
Yep.
And I actually followed through on it. And Drab is just lamenting the fact that he's the only one in bit season who is flabby now.
Well, let me add this. Drab.
I'm not the only one on this season who's flabby.
Okay,
look around the room.
Okay.
Now, I might be in 6 months feeling with this flabby.
No. Drab told me he was talking a big game. He said that he was going to start coming up to Fitness Fridays with Danny Rouye and I. And like, Drab has come every week and has come up with an excuse.
No. That's Drab to a T. He puts the T in t-shirt to that. He will find a way out. He's the slipperiest person for commitment when it comes to fitness.
No, here's why Valdez is wrong. I have shown zero times interest in going to CrossFit with him. I don't know what, and here's what he thinks is going on. He thinks I'm jealous of his new friendship with the owner of the CrossFit gym.
I don't know what it is. No, Drab came up to me all forlorn and says, "You gonna do CrossFit this weekend and then go to a brewery with your new CrossFit buddies and stuff like that?" And then I said, "Drab, why are you so jealous? You never hang out with me, anyways." And then he got mad and stormed off.
Well, first of all, we don't hang out with each other. But that's not because we don't like each other. It's because we spend a lot of time together during the week. And also,
we need a break from one another.
Yeah. Yeah, to ramp back up. Yeah, you guys get it.
Yeah.
And also, I sit at home all the time. I don't hang out with anybody. But Valdez, here's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, Valdez, tell me what you're trying
Valdez,
to...
Valdez, already, we all know this. The CrossFit people, all they talk about is CrossFit. And
CrossFit.
And it's already happening with Valdez. He's going, hey, what kind of shoes should I buy for CrossFit?
I need new
Have
shoes.
Have you ever heard of No Bull Drab?
What Drab doesn't understand is I'm not trying to rub CrossFit in his face. I know Drab likes shoes, and Drab's just sitting there sulking because he has man boobs, and I'm doing CrossFit, and I thought I would bring him along in and ask him about shoes, because Drab has an affinity for shoes.
He's a shoe guy.
Especially Nike shoes,
That's true.
I wanted him to pick out some shoes with me.
I have affinity for Nike sneakers that Michael Jordan wore. not platform deadlifting shoes.
These. Oh. Drab's just mad that I'm clean and jerking it, and he's home jerking it and then cleaning it.
No, I'm not. Here's why I'm not jerking and cleaning it. Because Ryan Clary stole the Fleshlight and it was found in his backpack.
No, it was not. No, it was not. It was not. I was set up.
Was it not found in your backpack?
It was, but I was set up. That's why.
You went around accusing everyone of the Fleshlight.
No, I was set up.
Is that your defense in court?
I was set up. I was set up. It's simple.
Tell me how you were set up.
I don't know. I just, all of a sudden, it was in my backpack when I opened up my backpack.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, that happens all the time. No, I might open my backpack and find $500 in there.
All of a sudden, this Fleshlight just landed on my cock.
Hey, I haven't used it.
He played it perfectly because he was going, I really want the Fleshlight. I wish somebody would give it to me. And the whole time it was in his backpack.
Oh, stop. It's BS. Hey, someone set me up.
You should apologize to Drab.
Thank
no,
you.
No. Really,
you should.
No, it was gone for a week. I didn't have it. Well, I didn't have it.
It was found in your back. Okay. Why haven't you used it yet?
Yeah.
This is the real question.
Honestly,
I'm not going to lie. We've been dying for a review.
I know.
We brought it into the Junkies last Friday. We also said, all right, no more Fleshlight talk. We've talked about it 3 weeks in a row. So we'll spend 2 minutes on it because I'm sure your listeners are over it. But why haven't you used it?
All right. To be honest with you, I think I'd get addicted to it. I think I would love it too much, and then it would just replace any sort of poo-tang. And
don't ever say poo-tang. That was disgusting.
Aren't you already addicted to jerking off?
I mean, no. I was the one who went 5 days without it.
Aren't you insane?
I'll give you credit. 5 days is a long time.
It's a long time.
You haven't really Lent.
Yeah. A smoker can go 5 days without a cigarette.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, then I bet you they crack because they're addicted.
You heard a dry January? It's a whole month.
You have no interest in using it.
No, I do. It's just, I think I'm going to have to be home alone. I think it's one of those things where I'm going to have to
Oh, you mean your mom's not
in there? Yeah, mom and dad. It's just going to have to be kind of an ordeal thing where I lay on the blankets.
Hey, can you imagine if you're using that and your mom walks in?
Dude, it'd bad.
Be instant suicide. You'd have to jump out the window.
Yeah. It's just laying in my closet.
Are you worried that all of a sudden this just replaces your hand? And then now like a fiend, you're looking for the next big thing to use besides a Fleshlight? Like all of a sudden you're wrapping a belt around your neck in the closet because you need something better than a Fleshlight?
That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried I'm going to like it too much.
He's going from marijuana to crack cocaine of jerking off.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a gateway toy.
He's the cougar guy now, so he can't be also known as the Fleshlight guy. He's got a reputation to uphold.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I know, but here's the thing, is that we're dying for a review.
I know, and
so
I will deliver.
So you can give it to
me. I know, but I'm just...
And I swear, this is, after the review, that's it, off the Fleshlight talk.
No more Fleshlight talk.
Also, Clary is spending his Friday and Saturday nights at strip clubs now.
No.
He's the strip club guy.
We're at the cloakroom. The cloakroom.
That's a strip club.
Over-under. In the over-under sports book.
Okay. I love this idea of this business. Ryan's also apparently now friends with the owner of
the cloakroom and over-under.
And can we get a bit season appearance?
Yeah.
Somehow J.P. Finley.
Yeah, how is J.P. Williams?
J.P. Finley.
I hooked him.
J.P. Finley is a freaking beat reporter for NBC Sports Washington, and he's got strip club appearance money. And we are bit season. This is right up our alley.
Yeah, you think we wouldn't have reindeer games at strip club with all of our biddies? You think we wouldn't drag out all of our male listeners?
I would bring my wife. I told you guys I have to bring my wife to strip clubs before.
Hey, this Saturday.
You're going back this Saturday?
I was invited.
Oh my God.
To watch some games.
See, he's a strip club guy.
No, I'm not. I'm at the sports book.
Have you eaten there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a strip club guy.
It was good. Silly food.
Can I say, that is a genius idea for a business.
Hey, actually,
so
it's the genius idea for any business. chicks in thongs running around doing whatever business that you're doing.
I know, but you
like got, the bikini barista.
You got G-string, mm-hmm. girls in G-strings and gambling. Yeah. I mean, how many in alcohol? How many devices can you fit in the one building?
The business strategy is genius. You got all horned up dudes on the second floor, and then all of a sudden they want to place a $150 bet and go upstairs. That's what your boy did.
For me it would be the opposite. It's you hit the massive parlay or yeah, you blow all your money and you're so distraught that you're like, I need to pick me up. And you go see Destiny downstairs.
Yeah, I'm gonna motorboat these cups. That'll make me feel better about my bad beat.
Yeah. Hey, or if you hit the parlay, then you reinvest it back into the business. Money.
Hey, you guys want to know a little secret about the cloakroom? Sure. They got lights in the strip club that like supposedly makes you look silly, which they do. You know how much they cost? Like fancy lights. Like fancy, like 10 light bulbs. That's all it is.
What do you mean? Like recessed lighting?
Exactly. Like to really shadow over the stage. Guess how much that costed them?
To not make you look silly, to make the strippers look silly.
To make the strippers look silly. But everyone else gets it as well.
Okay.
Just take a guess how much that costs.
I have no idea how much lighting costs.
I'm going to say $75,000.
$1.2 million for the lights they have.
What's so silly about them?
Yeah.
They just move around. As a nice little, like, don't ask how I've been looking up there. But like they move.
Sounds like a concert.
So are you saying these girls are hany in real life? Yeah. And then
No, they're silly. They got sillies there.
They got a $1.3 million filter. Yeah. Yeah.
They got sillies there.
They hide the stretch marks. the C-section scars.
They're sillies. I'm telling you.
All right. Hey, will you work on a bit season appearance?
Yeah.
I'm serious.
I will.
All right.
They get rid of the cottage cheese.
Yeah. When we come back, there was something that was said at the end of the show recently that I want to get into with Valdez and Stallion that was just disgusting. We'll let you know what it is next. Stick around.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back to Bit Season. Quick break there. Stallion makes no sense to me.
What did I do?
He's a single guy, and he was just telling us during the break here that somebody who lives in Boston has offered him basically sex. And I said, well, why haven't you taken her up on it? And she's a, you know, attractive blonde. And he said, because she lives in Boston. I'd be on the first Amtrak up to the Northeast Corridor.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm not going to ship up to Boston.
He'll chase down a 60-year-old woman in Myrtle Beach.
But a 40-year-old blonde.
I'd be showing her the big dig.
All right. Well, maybe we'll get into that more later at another time.
All right, Howard, yeah, you talked about something disgusting that happened
so
at the end
brief,
of the show.
But so, like, random and just unbelievable. EB said, Joe just texted me. Joe from Vinny and Joe fan. Yeah. He said, Joe just texted me a picture of his duty. And then EB like got a kick out of it. And it was like, I don't know, talking about how massive it was or something. Yeah.
He was proud. He was proud of his duty and he wanted to show it off.
Hey, respect. Okay. Respect him.
What is going on in that threesome?
I don't know, but it's reached the breaking point.
A fever pitch.
Yeah. If they're doing duty pictures, and by the way, that gives guys like a bad rap.
I know. Don't you think EB's trying too hard?
Maybe. Or you know what it is? It's actually disturbing that Joe takes a and then immediately thinks of EB after he's looking at the bowl and then immediately thinks
first of all,
he goes, hey, EB will get a cook out of this.
And maybe it's just me. I mean, we're all gross, right? We've said a million gross things all day.
I understand we're talking about butt contests.
And we've described, as a joke, like probably described our duties before.
Yeah.
Never in a million years have I thought for one second to take a picture of my duty and send it to a friend.
Dude.
I would never send you a picture of my duty.
I think you guys are so wrong on this. Actually.
Oh, really?
I send poop pics all the time. I'm a poop pic guy.
What?
When you have a Lincoln log, a freaking subway foot long snake in the drain, I think it should be appreciated at the fact that it isn't broken up and that it's just a log.
Stop.
I'm sorry. I think some people should appreciate that more.
Who are you sending this to?
Like some of my friends.
Like high school buddies or whatever?
High school buddies. Like this is, I guarantee you, if you were to look through my Snapchat
memories. The old
WhatsApp
group.
And the group chat's lit.
It's called Logs Only. And they have to send each other pictures of their duties.
I'm telling you, like it is a thing.
It's the duty emoji. That's how they label the chat. So you send this out, Stallion. What are the replies that you get?
I mean, it's just usually
are
like...
Are you guys high-fiving over it?
Sometimes. Like, if it's like an impressive one where it's just like wrapped up like a slithering snake, like, then
come on.
That's like an art. It's an art. You underappreciate the art.
This is off the rails.
I didn't actually expect you to agree with EB and Joe.
I agree. Like, it is like a funny bit. Like, you know, it's not like you're sitting there scrolling in on it. But you're just like, nice.
Do you think EB is sending duty pics to those guys?
It makes me wonder what he's sending.
Here's why it's weird to me. Because I feel like Valdez and I, we know EB better than almost anybody, right?
That is true.
I could never imagine EB taking a picture of his duty and sending it to me.
Never.
Sorry, I have the hiccups.
Oh, God.
I need some water. Isn't that so unlike EB?
No, I guarantee that this is why I already know why Joe sent it to Eric.
Okay.
Is because they're at the tailgate, all right? And they're making their meatballs and they're having their babuka and everything and the drinks are flowing. And
a couple of mafia guys.
Yeah. And EB's going, hey, my buddy Stumper mailed me a duty. FedExed me a duty. All right. And now all of a sudden it clicks for Vinny and Joe in their heads. They're going, hey, if we want to be EB's eternal lifelong friends, we got to get on the same duty level as him. So we want to be like Stumper. We want to be in the cool gang. So we'll just send a picture of our duties to him. That's why Joe sent it to Eric.
It's unbelievable. It's such a... Their relationship is weird to me.
Why did he stop the show with
Here's what's weird about it.
EB doesn't act like himself around those guys.
He doesn't. Mm-hmm.
He's trying to impress them so hard and that he's letting them get away with duty picks and mocking the cars he drives.
I know. And mocking his Nerf shoes, his Hoka shoes.
And making him go to pick up Trish Delay cakes or whatever.
bringing seafood.
Seafood, yeah. Things he would never do for anybody else.
I know. Hey, we asked Eric to bring in his sauna to the show. We should actually have had Vinny and Joe ask him to
that's
do
a great
broadcast
point.
From his sauna. Mm-hmm.
We should have Vinny and Joe pitch segment ideas to Eric.
Oh, that's a great bit. Is we find segments that we wanted to do in the past and have Vinny and Joe pitch them to Eric and see if he'd do them.
It's a great call because we've been trying to, Valdez and I, we told Eric to bring in the sauna. And he goes, no,
his
I'm not.
Yeah, his portable sauna that he just bought.
It's there's no reason why he shouldn't bring it in. He brought it up on the air. We're a TV show. It would be great content.
Mm-hmm. It'd be hysterical. So you know the show that Eric suggested last week, the podcast that he wanted to do?
Yes.
All right. I want to give props to the listener, the DN May. It was probably the most unique idea in a while, is that Eric should call it Schwitz, I care about. where he's in the sauna doing a show.
I love it.
That's a segment idea. Schwitz, I care about.
And the podcast is only as long as the sauna session.
Well, it could be a segment on the show, but
no. EB does his podcast in the sauna.
Uh huh.
Okay, and each podcast is only 20 minutes long because that's all he can take in there, right?
Yeah, because when you're elderly, you can't be in a sauna for more than 20 minutes.
Don't you think that's trashy? We already joined on his basement a lot. Now he's got this sauna sitting in there.
I think it's gross.
But I am intrigued by it.
Trust me, I am intrigued. And he's a good pitch man,
mm-hmm.
because it sounds like it's useful.
I really don't get saunas.
I want to go down and watch a big game or a movie in the media room, and then it smells like chlorine because you have a portable sauna you've been washing after every use. It also pisses me off, too.
Why?
A little bit. Just because, Eric, when it comes to fitness,
mm-hmm.
Eric just, he tries to cut every single corner.
I know. Like, he fits right in with me.
It is. He tries to find the easiest route to silliness there is. And what I mean
but
by
doesn't
that,
everybody?
I know.
Except for, I guess, you know, if you go to CrossFit 7 days a week.
But he does a fad diet for a month and then does a sauna and then thinks then he thinks he turned back the clock on his body 10 years.
I know. His new thing is he always says, it's the only diet that works for me. Okay, Eric. You just haven't sticking
it in
the
But anybody else way. Notice that?
Yeah.
Like if you want to be healthy and skinny, you have to you have to actually try. You can't just make a cauliflower pizza.
But I don't understand saunas. And you guys, what's the point of it? You're not losing weight. I mean, you're going to sweat out water weight for 5 minutes, and then as soon as you drink water, it's going to replenish
it. Yeah, you put it back on.
But what are the health benefits of a sauna?
I don't know, Eric.
Your
Eric
heart
touts,
health.
Eric touts the health, heart health and circulation.
Mm-hmm.
And he says it helps your cock. That's what.
Plus, you sweat out, like if you
toxins.
Like if you had like a heavy weekend of drinking, you go in on a Monday for the sauna.
Can you be hungover and then get into the portable sauna?
It could help you out.
I think
it could
help
you out. Like I used to do it, but I just don't have a sauna. It's silly.
I like steam rooms.
I'm kind of a steam room guy too.
But this listener tweeted, and it's a guy that I know named David. He's a great guy. He tweeted that him and his brother assembled an outdoor sauna over the weekend, and he sent Eric a link to it. And it's like this walk-in sauna, okay, that Eric can put on his deck.
Yeah,
and it's like a big barrel, wooden barrel.
Ooh, that sounds classy.
I was so jealous of this guy's brother, mm-hmm. uh-huh. that now in his backyard he's got like this Scandinavian sauna thing that he can just like walk into at any point during the wintertime.
It's like it's like Iceland when you go to the hot springs,
just like that. Well, except for it's a wooden, wooden barrel room. But
hey, you know what
it
I like?
So silly.
You know what I like about saunas and steam rooms?
Mm.
You get to go naked in them. The amount of
no
nudity,
judgment zone.
The amount of nudity in a sauna.
I know you like being there with the old guys.
That's me, just flopping around. No shame.
my dad and I used to go to the sauna.
Were you a 10-year-old boy?
I was a 10-year-old boy. My dad was always a big naked at the gym guy.
Oh,
he didn't have any shame.
This is in
Tri-Cities where Tri-Cities. I grew up, the Columbia Basin Racket Center.
What was it called again?
Columbia Basin Rackets Club.
Okay, so this isn't just like a gym where you go to work out. It has courts and tennis. Mm-hmm. And
tennis courts, huge gym, track, steam room.
Has like a smoothie bar afterwards.
Olympic indoor pools, restaurant. It was awesome, right? It was a great place for it.
All right. How old are you when Father Cahill takes you?
As far back as my memory goes.
Oh, this was like the kiddie care for you. This is
it was my dad and we had two big things during the weekend. We'd go to, and I keep in mind I have four other siblings, mm-hmm. so it was tough to carve out time.
Yeah,
uh-huh. I'd go to the racket club with him early in the morning, and we'd work out in steam together, swim in the pools or whatever. Okay. And then we'd go to Costco. That's why I'm a big Costco guy.
Because there's nothing phallic like seeing your dad's cock and getting a hot dog.
But I do remember my dad is a big naked guy. But that's where all the other old guys are.
Yeah, okay, all right, hold on. I want to get the lay of the land here. You're glossing over a bunch of stuff. Okay. So you go in the morning and you get your workout in. Mm-hmm. So what? You're in your early teens, preteens?
Preteen. This is probably.
All right, so are you like shooting hoops?
7 to 12.
Are you shooting hoops while he's racking them, or are you guys spotting each other in the weight room together?
We would always start the workout with a run.
Okay, yeah.
Around
warm
the track,
up, do a nice
on the track around the weights, and then my dad would go work out.
Okay.
And then I would go play basketball or swimming or something like that.
No, are there other kids your age?
At 7 a.m. on a Saturday?
By yourself.
So then I would go to this after where he was done with his workout, then we'd go to the sauna together.
Okay.
And
it was say, hey, meet me at the sauna at 9 a.m.
Yeah. And then it would be me, my dad, and a bunch of old guys in there. They were all naked.
Yeah, you got your basketball in your hand.
Yeah, no, I would always wear swim trunks. Yeah,
and speaking of horse, your dad took his towel off.
But it wasn't the sauna wasn't the weird part for me. It was.
Oh, it wasn't.
Okay. No. It was.
Right, hold on. So you meet at the sauna at 9 o'clock,
right?
You go in with your swim trunks. Right.
I was always wearing swim trunks.
And your dad has a towel wrapped around him.
Yeah.
And he walks in. And then where are you guys sitting in the steam room?
Across from each other. Okay. Adjacent.
Adjacent. All right.
Okay. Saunas aren't very big. No. Even at the racket club.
All right. Now, are there other men in the sauna?
There might be like a random old guy. The steam room was much bigger. You could have like 8 old guys in there. All right. But the weird part was always after the pool or the steam room was the post-workout shower.
Really?
And that's when you like all the naked guys are walking around, and it's not just like standing there naked getting dressed. It's like, oh, I'm gonna go take a crap butt naked. I'm gonna go shave butt naked. And my dad was one of those guys. Like, and you know, hey, let's all shower together naked.
I know there's always the naked guy at the gym.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know. And I've tried to become the naked guy at the gym.
No, but it was naked guys.
What?
There was more of a thing, I think. It was naked guys.
Yeah.
Like all the guys.
Like Caligula.
All the guys over 60, there's probably like 20 guys in the locker room. They're all naked with their saggy balls walking around. And, yeah.
I always wanted to be the naked guy at the gym when I used to go to the gym. As a younger teen, and there was
just a ripped teen walking around with you.
Well, no, I just the naked guys always seem to have the huge penis.
Exactly. Yeah. It was like a flex.
There's never a small penis naked guy.
Exactly. Yeah, well, there's a reason for that.
Yeah, of course. It tells me a lot about Father Cahill. Yeah. But isn't it not awkward if you're a kid and you're sitting around 5 other naked guys in the steam room? When you're that age,
I always felt awkward about it. But I always thought maybe I'm the only one that feels weird about it.
Did you ever say anything to your dad?
No, I would never. No,
It was just protocol. That's what you did.
You know, grooming's really hot nowadays.
There was no grooming of the old guys.
Hey, you and know what? Then you go get your Costco.
Yeah, of course. Nathan's hot dog. No, working out downstairs, I see people that I just see in the lobby, butt naked in the gym. And then I can never see them unbutt naked now. When I just walk around and I see people that work in this building on this floor.
But that's the smallest locker. That's like a...
Oh, it's even worse because it's like you can't avoid not seeing each other. Well, you wouldn't know. You haven't been down there.
No, I just turn away and face the locker. And then
you just don't. You don't stare at it.
Well, you don't. But it's just sometimes, like, it just happens. You see it.
You know, grow up.
No. I know. I'm fine with it. Okay. But I'm just saying, like, I see them walking around during work in professional clothing. Hey, and I'm like,
who do you think would who do you think's a naked guy at the station? Like, who's a big naked guy?
JP.
I was going to say that too.
JP in Lifetime. Cheese
Cheesemo swinging between his legs.
Okay, let me ask you something. Let me ask you something about these. I want an honest answer.
All right.
Who would you feel most uncomfortable on the junkie seeing naked in the locker room?
Hold on. Seeing me naked or no, me
you
seeing naked?
Say, you know, say we everybody goes to West Palm Beach, okay, right? All right. And we're all at the hotel and everyone says, let's get a workout in, all right? Okay. And then they go... we all end our workout at the same time. We head into the locker room.
And it's some locker room shenanigans.
And it's the six of us, right?
Yeah.
Who would you not want to get naked the most?
Who want to see the most?
Yes. Not because, just like, who would make you the most uncomfortable?
Well, I know that if I get naked in front of Eric is mining for joke.
Eric and Lurch, to me, I don't seeing them naked, I don't think would make me that uncomfortable.
No, it wouldn't.
Because they're jocks. They're more the jocks, and so that's more of like the locker room athlete.
Yeah. Yeah, Eric, Jason has had a million DeMatha brothers see him naked.
Yeah. I think DeMatha JP would make me the most uncomfortable.
I think Cakes would be.
Cakes is like looking at myself. Like JP. Just because he'd be so proud. And there would be no urgency whatsoever to cover up.
Well, I guarantee his pubic hair is so finely trimmed.
Perfectly manicured. Yeah.
Well, he has a design. He has a fade.
Some
he has a
pomade
fade
in it.
It's pubic hair. It's actually spelled out JP.
Yeah, you're so right. Yeah,
he has tweezers and he's plucking out each individual gray.
Yeah, like it would just be really oily. That like his abs and everything.
Perfectly fluffed.
Yeah, he's just rubbing lotion on himself.
His skin's all shiny. Yeah. He has zero tan lines. Pelvic region.
I'd be so uncomfortable. JP naked, butt naked.
He's the only one who has a tan ass.
No, I'll say this: JP's he looks the best. Like naked JP, naked JP pummels all of us. Yeah. But I just don't want to see it.
Yeah.
You'd feel so insecure.
I just feel so insecure, yeah.
Hey, how'd you line up that?
Just giving you tips, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I take a protractor.
Who won the Reggie contest? Like, who was the least... who had the least Reggie Bush? Was it JP?
I think it was JP.
Had to been.
Because I think he shaved. Yeah. And also, what people don't realize is that I contest to being the winner of the Reggie contest because everyone knew we were doing it.
Was Pete Metters the judge?
Yeah, he called play by play.
That's great radio.
Well, remember we put this together and we were going to do it we couldn't do it the day of. Right. We did it the next day.
But we had
and
to
I could
promise.
Have easily I could have yes. easily trimmed my bush down and it wouldn't have been as bad.
We had to promise that nobody was going to go home and groom. Yeah. Right? You had to come as is.
And I know for a fact that JP was chopping away like Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah. But I think JP's always like that. That's my vibe.
It wouldn't surprise me if JP gets his butthole waxed.
Yeah, exactly. That's exam. Yeah. Yeah. No further comments. Yeah. All right, maybe that's a good point to wrap up the show. JP get his butthole waxed. All right. Well, thanks to you guys for listening to episode 68. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at BitSeason. Send us DMs. Interact with us.
Yeah, and if you want to enter the butt slap. Yeah,
but, all right. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Yeah, we're sorry for the horny episode.
Later.
See ya.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.